Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. What a gracious lady, pretty lady, a wonderful company, and a great advertiser, and I thank her. And I thank you for tuning us in on an Easter Sunday morning. We have Art and Lee waiting, and I'm going to talk to Tucker Reed, and we're going to talk just a little bit about a wonderful spring bulb, and then we will be right to their phone calls. And I think I'm going to try to get both of them in before my first longer break, just because I've been waiting so patiently. But when I get their calls taken, then I won't have any other calls unless you pick up the phone call right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And we will be able to get you on and off fairly quickly, so I hope you will give us a call on this Easter Sunday morning. Happy Easter. We are joined right now by Tucker Reed, Horticulture Manager at the gorgeous Dallas Arboretum, which is open today, I might add. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us, and happy Easter, my friend.
You too.
All right. Thank you, sir. And tell us the bulb you're going to talk about.
Well, I thought I'd talk about one final bulb before I go into the real heavy perennials and shrubs of the summer season. This is, every year we're asked, what do we do with the bulbs? And every year we have to tell everybody that we compost them all, and they really are only annuals to us. As beautiful as they are and as great a show as they put on, they're really just a bunch of annuals to us. And so we do compost all the tulips, and every once in a while we'll pull some clumps of daffodils and reposition them around the garden, but mostly they're composted as well. But we do have one bulb that we don't even use really anymore, but it's been there since before I got there. And it's called Hyacinthoides hispanica, or the Spanish bluebells. And this thing naturalizes. Every year we move it to other parts of the garden, and every year it just keeps getting stronger and stronger in every place that we put it. It's a perennial bulb. It's sun or shade. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't seem to affect it much. It is native to, Spain and North Africa, so it can take the same kind of hot summers that we have here. It's the last bulb to the last spring bulb, let me say that, spring bulb to bloom for us in the garden. We've tried a few alliums, haven't had a whole lot of success in our garden, but this one's the last bulb that we really see that you would plant as far as those fall planted bulbs. It's not so picky about soil. It's super, super tough. Average water at best. Plant it in with your other perennials or your other shrubs, and you won't even know. You won't have to give it extra.
How readily available is it in nurseries, local nurseries in the fall?
It should be. It should be in with the same group. I would start looking early to make sure that you find it, because I don't think they're going to bring in large numbers of them, just because the relative unknown in this area. But they should be in with the same groups when they go, and when those buyers go and buy their tulips and their daffodils and put their orders in, they're going to put some in for Spanish bluebells, just because they have been around for quite a while. It's just not terribly known here.
It's amazing, isn't it, Tucker, that some of our better bulbs are some of the least planted.
Yeah, totally.
It's
even with the coming summer bulbs. I mean, when you get into crinums, I don't know why people aren't planting crinums constantly.
And so much variety in crinums.
Right.
Yep, you're right.
Exactly.
All right. So, now, I know the tulips have passed, but other things are available, and Dallas Blooms finishes up today, doesn't it?
It does, we always rely upon the azaleas to come on. Even though azaleas may not be our best plant for this area, we have a large collection of them. They're all in full bloom right now. They're absolutely gorgeous, and this is what carries us to the end of blooms every year.
They're 2 weeks late this year, aren't they, all across North Texas? This is a crazy year. Have you said that to yourself more than once this spring?
Oh, yeah, no, totally. We're usually by this time, we're already done transitioning the garden from spring bulbs to into spring annuals, and we're almost done. We're probably about three-fourths of the way through. But we still have more work to do this week on transitioning the garden over.
Yeah, it's an amazing process. That's the Dallas Arboretum and the Rory Myers Children Adventure Garden. Why don't you tell us about that? That might be something nice.
It's an 8-acre garden. It has 17 different galleries, which every gallery has a different focus on science or life science or I think math learning. It's all based upon the standardized testing of Texas. So it's pretty cool. The kids get to see a lot of how nature works, and it's all within a really gorgeous garden, actually.
How do I get tickets for that particular garden? They're separate, aren't they?
They are separate. You need to go online. You can buy them online, and they're for two separate times, either the morning session or the afternoon session, and that's purely just to make sure that everybody gets to enjoy the garden to its fullest.
Sure, I understand that. That's good, and the website is dallasarboretum.org, and while you're there, look at the education department's postings, because a lot of great meetings coming up, xeriscaping, containers, vertical succulent gardens, and a lot of other topics. That's at education at dallasarboretum.org. How do they find you, Tucker?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road, and you'll find us on the left. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and head south, follow the green signs.
All right, and the final thing that we need to give is a 24-hour information number.
It's 214-515-6500.
Well, all right, you are free. Do you have to work today?
I do not. I get to go to brunch with my family.
All right, that's good. Well, happy Easter. Celebrate it and have a great time. Thank you, Tucker.
You too.
Tucker
Thank
Reed you. Is the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum and my friend. And his report sponsored today by the wonderful people at Callaway's Nurseries. And, yes, they will be open today. And 17 beautiful nurseries named Callaway's open this afternoon from 1 to 6. I love getting to do ads for this wonderful group of people, wonderful group of nurseries. They are pros in every sense. They were born here, and they've just gotten better and better and better here. They've always been great. A better garden begins with a better plant. This week at Callaway's, you'll find a sensational display of spring color, the very best from proven winners. Choose from Ageratum Artist Blue, Bacopa Giant Snowflake, Coleus Kingswood Torch, Lobelia Dark Blue, Super Bells, and much more, all in generous 4.5-inch pots starting at $5.99. Now, you can plant with confidence anything you get at Callaway's because it comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they sell. Stop by Callaway's to nursery today for beautiful plants from proven winners, along with everything you need for a spectacular lawn and garden. Again, they'll be open today 1 to 6, and while you're there, sign up for their free garden club. You'll get special offers and great savings delivered right to your inbox. 17 locations. There is one near you. You probably know where several are, and I would invite you to get to Callaway's this afternoon. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. That's Callaway's, Callaway's.com. Callaway's Nurseries in the Metroplex. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. Indeed it is, and let's go right back to those phone lines to Art in Sanger. Art, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help you?
Well, I'm going to take a dabble of growing some grapes in my garden.
All right.
And I'm wondering what I need to do. I've got dark, clayish soil. What do I need to do to the soil to get it ready?
Not a whole lot, because grapes are such large plants as they grow that you can't really amend that soil to any great degree. You want to make sure that they are in an area that drains well in those periods of rainy weather. I think we'll still have some more. And that's the main thing. But, you know, when you have a root system that goes out 20 feet in all directions, it's pretty hard to amend that soil. And plus, anything you add to improve the soil is going to break down over time. It's going to be organic matter by and large. And so it's going to go away after a few years. Your biggest concern will be to plant varieties that are well adapted, and things like Champanelle and Blanc de Bois and Black Spanish are going to be your best varieties. A lot of the ones that you're familiar with are not going to do well in Sanger, so you need to be very careful to get an adapted variety.
Okay.
Have you ever grown grapes before?
Never in my life.
All right. I took about 4 days writing that particular part of my new book just on grapes, because there was so much research to do. There's a lot of information online on grape growing. I have a lot in the brand new book, and it was painful for me. This is not my specialty. because the technique of how you train the grapevines is very, very specialized. I would very much recommend that you look at Aggie Horticulture on the web. Just do a search for Aggie Horticulture Grapes, and you're going to find some very good information that will help you a great deal.
Well, I do appreciate it, sir.
All right. Thank you, Art. Good luck with them. Let me know when they're ripe. I'll come help you harvest, but don't turn your back on me. Okay. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lee in Rockwall. Lee, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just doing great, and I appreciate you waiting on me. How can I help you?
Well, I originally had three questions for you, but I'll hold up two more quick ones if you can.
Well, yeah, start with the most critical, Lee, because I'm squeezing you into a spot that normally I would be doing my ad break first, and I wanted to make sure I didn't keep you. I normally just do one question per call, but go for it.
Well, real quick, I love corn, and I know on a previous show you talked about that unless you're going to plant over a quarter acre of corn, it's hard to get a good yield. But what can I do as far as trying to grow corn in a 8 by 16 plot as far as trying to take care of a family of four or five? Do you put them in a circular pattern? Can you put them in furrows?
No, you put them in a square. You need to have a square pattern for corn, not long, narrow rows, because they are pollinated by the wind. If it's an 8 by 12 area, hopefully the 8 is east to west so that the south wind that blows while they're blooming will blow through the 12-foot length. That's not going to give you a lot of corn. Now, Lee, I want you to understand you can right. put up a ton of beans out of 96 square feet, but you will not put up a whole lot of corn because you need to figure how many plants you're going to have in that space, and you figure one or two ears per plant.
Okay.
So I want you to be alerted ahead of time that that's not a very big patch for corn.
Sure, sure. Another thing I was wondering, a caller a few back was asking about the issue of using fertilizer for seedlings. And were you saying to go with the root starter? And then
no, that was transplants. They were transplanting seedlings that they had. And I think when you plant seeds, I would plant the seed, let it come up for a couple of weeks, then I would use nitrogen on it. You don't need the root stimulator on seeds. You do on seedlings.
When you say nitrogen, is that 888, 1313, or
no?
Is that just nitrogen?
No. Nitrogen is the first number of the analysis, and so you want a fertilizer that is predominantly nitrogen. Rockwall soils are notoriously high in the middle number, to the point of having way too much, and so you need the same thing that you put on your lawn, on your ground covers, on your shrubs, will also go on the tomatoes and corn, because you already have enough of the middle number. The middle number is what helps plants make fruit, but you don't need to be adding that. And so you go with a high quality nitrogen fertilizer that's going to be a really good lawn fertilizer that does not have any weed killer in it, but has half or more of the nitrogen in slow release form.
Okay. Can you answer one more quick one for me? Just a yes or no answer?
Yes.
My wife and I have been arguing for years, can azaleas grow in a rock wall?
They can with that same soil preparation I mentioned earlier. It's much more complicated than just yes or no. Not in black clay soil.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You've got to do all that soil amending I mentioned for the gardenia about 20 minutes ago while you're on hold.
Yeah. You just killed me there. My wife's right. I told her no, we could grow them. She said no, you can't. So
it's Easter.
Right.
She'll be gentle to you. Have a good day. Thanks for the call, Lee. All right. Jack in Dallas should be coming up next, and we have an oleander question, and then I'd have yours after that at 800-288-WBAP. My book has finished. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is, I think, fabulous. By self-publishing, I got to work directly with my editor and directly with my graphic designer. We were a team of three. The three of us worked for 9 months to finish this book. It printed 4 and 3 weeks ago. It was at the bindery 2 and 1 week ago. It is going into the mail either this past Friday. Half of them went in. Half of them will go in tomorrow. There are many, many, many thousands that were bought on the special pre-order sale. We have a special for you right now that's a wonderful savings of $28.95. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has chapters on the basics of gardening in Texas. I have a 48-page chapter, 4 pages per month, telling you what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed month by month through the gardening year. That's what I used to put in our calendar every year. I don't do the calendars any longer. I just put all the information in the book. And then we have chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, lawns. I don't think I mentioned lawns in there. Each of them I took a month writing. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages, satisfaction guaranteed. Normally just $32.95, on sale for an even better price of $28.95 plus tax and postage. If you would like to save a huge amount on my magazine at the same time, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, you can get that for $9.95 off the regular price. Normally $23.95. It is just $14 when you buy it with the book. So the total price is book only, $28.95, a book and magazine, $42.95 plus tax and postage. And satisfaction guaranteed, but you must call before 11 today. Our office is open today until 11. And we have family members stepping in since it's Easter. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, 1-800-752-GROW, or order anytime today at neilsperry.com. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
One of the really great things that we have done for our home and then recently for our magazine office is to have sunburst shutters put into the windows, and they are beautiful. We didn't do all of the windows at either place. We will continue to add them because they are just beautiful. You will love them as much as we have. They are highly energy efficient. They are made of polywood, which is a man-made material, and it is the most energy efficient shutter material that you'll find, much more so than wood. That's one of the advantages over wood with sunburst shutters. Another advantage is that they don't crack, they don't warp, they don't split or peel, they're color fast. You don't have to paint them. You'll never have to paint them. If you do want, if your decorator says, oh, we have to have orange shutters, after all, we're UT people, or maroon, or whatever your color is, then you say, okay, I can do that. Sunburst Shutters has a paint booth, just like an automotive paint booth, and they'll paint them for you. So you come out the winner in all respects. If you have stained shutters and really have to have wood shutters, they make those too. You bet they do. But 96-97% of what they sell is the polywood shutters, what we have. 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch louvers, they'll bring them to your home and show you what they can do for you. Polywood shutters available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, and all across the Metroplex. Sunburst Shutters. Call, they'll come to your home, or if you want to go to their showroom, they'll give you directions. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. Nice people. Sunburstshutters.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
All right, let me tell you right now about WhizQ Stone. This is a wonderful family business founded in 1983. Mike Wisnan's dad founded WhizQ Stone, and now Mike and Derek proudly own and operate it, father and son team, so three generations. WhizQ Stone. I asked him once, what is the origin of WhizQ in the name? W-H-I-Z hyphen Q. And Derek is the one who told me. He said, well, it's actually Quarry for Q, and it was Wisnand, and that's their last name. Well, that's really pretty logical. WhizQ Stone. They have 22 acres of the most glorious stone and rock and all kinds of beautiful things there for your landscape or for retaining walls or for walls of your home, for that matter. And they have they are connected. They are really well connected with the nursery and landscaping trade. They're very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, so they can refer you to landscape contractors. Very, very good landscape contractors. Now, they have free how-to classes Saturdays at 10. This coming Saturday, April
6, How to Build a Flagstone Patio. It's free. You just show up. Now, on Saturday, May 3, How to Build a Pondless Waterfall. That's at 10 in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at Whiskey Stone. April 26, How to Build a Flagstone Patio. May 3, How to Build a Pondless Waterfall. That's at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open Monday through Saturday, always. And, of course, on Easter Sunday, they're closed, all Sundays. That's Whiskey Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, WHIZ-Q.com. It's Whiskey Stone. Let's go to Jack in Dallas. Jack, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? This is Jack's wife. I took the phone from him.
All right. Was he being disorderly or what?
No, not at all.
How can I help you?
He put a garden in for me, and we've got it planted. I've got tarantula in my garden. How do I get rid of it?
Well, tarantulas are extremely beneficial. They are not harmful. Everybody is scared of them. I hope, with my most fervent hope, I hope I can convince you not to do anything to hurt it. I wish I still had them. Fire ants ran them away from our rural area, and I haven't seen a tarantula in a long time, but they are docile. They will not, they're not harmful. They're not harmful. Scary looking, not harmful.
So I leave him alone.
I hope you will. I really hope you will.
Well, Jack wanted me to leave him alone. And
oh, Jack's right. Is that why you grabbed the phone? You didn't think he'd ask it, right? I'm just kidding you. I'm just kidding.
And no. Could you give me the ratio of the orange and soap spray to get rid of bugs without killing everything?
No, that's not my gig. That's somebody else. You'll need to call them. I am not an advocate for that because I just don't think it's going to do you. You know, there's a thing. Jack's wife, I don't know your first name, so I'll just call you
My
Jack's wife.
Paulette.
All
I'm
right,
sorry,
Paulette.
Paulette.
No, you're fine. There is a thing that I measure products by, and that is just kind of a in my heart, in my mind kind of a thing. It's the efficiency rate of these things. How well do they work? Are people going to have to spray 20 times? And I have no problem in recommending a labeled organic or inorganic insecticide for use in the appropriate places, because if you are prudent in how you use it, you're applying it strictly to the insect. You're not spraying everything. You know, when we talk about killing everything, some of these insecticides, I suppose, would kill other insects, but I'm not spraying over there. I'm spraying right here in this one spot. And you learn to be very precise in not only in spraying, but also in examining the plants so that you treat at first evidence of the pest. You don't have to use very much of it. So I'm comfortable with my answer, but if you need that answer, you'll need to go online or go somewhere else. It's just not my gig.
Well, I just didn't want any pesticides or anything around my garden.
Well, if you're using what you just asked about, that's a pesticide. If it's killing, that means pest is side. It kills pests. So whether it's organic or inorganic, that's the best I have for you. And that's how I have established my life. I guess growing up in College Station with my dad as an A&M professor and watching serious bona fide research, I have a heart for that, and this other stuff, the home remedy things and the other products I don't touch them. I just don't want to go there. I got to run. I appreciate it, Paulette, so much. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break for Jerry's newscast, and Gladys in Blum and Orlando in Kaufman and so on, we'll get right to you, and I want to help. I see a lot of good questions coming up, so stay with me if you will. Let me tell you right now about Half Price Books. I can't think of an advertiser I enjoy doing ads for any more than Half Price Books, because they're they are unique in the world. They were the first ever to recycle at the level that they do the books that we have previously enjoyed. They showed us the way 40 some years ago and found it right here in the Metroplex. In fact, if you go into any of their stores, you're going to find what real joy there is in saving half or more on books. Almost everything in the stores you'll find to be at half price or less. To celebrate Earth Day, Half Price Books is once again encouraging you to go bagless for every customer who chooses not to take a disposable shopping bag or brings in their own reusable bag. Half Price Books makes a donation to a local environmental group that makes a difference in our community. The store will have the details for you. You can ask for them or they'll be posted. And everybody's favorite bookstore for finding all kinds of treasures at great prices. Newly released bestsellers now available in all Half Price Books locations. Half Price Books has been reading and recycling since 1972. Oh, and one of my favorite sections is over there in that corner. It's the music section. I love that at the stores. That's where I go first. I'm always looking for classical music, and I find some incredible things, some UNT things that were never put out in wide release. I buy those. I find all kinds of great things. Slip on your Earth Day shoes, take a stroll around your neighborhood Half Price Books, and do it this afternoon. HPB.com.
You've counted on us before. You can count on us now. The source for severe weather information. News Talk 820 AM WBAP.
I will tell you, I'm not sure if Half Price Books will be open this afternoon. HPB.com will tell you that. I was reading the ad copy I had there, so I don't know. But anyway, there we go. Let me tell you right now about Scott's Drought Recovery Program from Scott's Miracle-Gro Company. You know that we've been enduring quite a drought. Our plants and our shrubs have taken a terrific beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. Now, first, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve your native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. And then second, you need to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And then third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products that you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scott's Miracle-Gro. Two fine names I hope you'll remember. And one fine name I know you'll remember. Member from the 24/7 WBAP newsroom. Here is Jerry Overton. Jerry,
thank you very much, Neil. It is 9:33 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. They are almost ready to run in Boston. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast: we're looking for cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High should be around 76. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms still in the forecast, a low of 60. Better chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. Some of those storms could be severe. High should be around 78. And then Tuesday, the sun's back. The moisture content in the air is lower, and we're looking for a high of 82. It is cloudy, 68 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Fort Worth, you still got that accident blocking Boat Club Road. Just south of Eagle Ranch Road in Dallas, accident-free, this report. Well, security concerns at this year's Boston Marathon aren't minimal. That from former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who says the key to thwarting attacks will be looking for abnormalities in the crowd.
From my perspective, I think the Boston authorities, the Massachusetts authorities, have done everything they reasonably can do to make this a safe and secure event.
Meanwhile, Boston's police commissioner says his greatest fear is that someone will try to copy last year's attack. Less of a landslide, more of a land creep. But in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, a collapsing mountainside is already torn through. One home is endangering others. Angus Thurmer is editor of the Jackson Hole News and Guide.
There is a possibility that this big cliff face could suddenly collapse.
Dozens of residents have been evacuated, as well as a number of businesses. And it's a dragon instead of a bunny delivering an Easter basket to the International Space Station today. The private SpaceX Dragon capsule, a rifle of supplies after a two-day launch and rendezvous. Again, looking for a high today of 76. It's 68 degrees at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton, and we're right back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Soil Building Systems is the leading manufacturer and wholesaler of high-quality bag-in-bulk organic compost, soil mixes, mulches, and specialty products since 1972. Soil Building Systems is now open 7 days a week for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5, Saturdays 7 to 3, and on Sundays from 11 to 3. Soil Building Systems is your trusted local manufacturer for over 40 years. Their materials can be found in the most prestigious installations in and around the Metroplex. They can deliver material right to your door. Or if you prefer, materials are available bagged or in bulk. They're open every day for pickups and deliveries. Whether you're looking for some top-notch compost and soil mixes to tune up your tulips, or a nice mulch to make your beds pop, Soil Building Systems has it all. Call them at 972-831-8181. That's 972-831-8181. Or drop by their Dallas location at 1770 Y Street in Dallas. You can also order anytime from their comprehensive website, soilbuilding.com.
This message is for Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, two fabulous hospitals. You know, it was 9 years and a couple of weeks ago that our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano. The flesh-eating bacterium, Streptococcus pyogenes strain A. And they knew what to do, and they did it, and we are immensely grateful. And that was our beginning of association with the Baylor healthcare system, and it has just gotten stronger and stronger through all of that time. We love Baylor. Baylor has merged with Scott and White, so I suppose I'm supposed to be mentioning that in the names of the organization as well. But I just say Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, because that's where we're involved. My wife is on the board of Baylor McKinney. When you or a loved one is diagnosed with cancer, you want quality, compassionate medical care close to home. Baylor McKinney, Baylor Plano offer technologically advanced inpatient and outpatient cancer services for removing tumors and treating cancer symptoms in a warm, soothing atmosphere. They treat a variety of cancers, from breast cancer to digestive cancers and head and neck cancers. Their comprehensive services include patient education, screenings, diagnosis, treatment, and support. For more information on cancer care at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, or visit BaylorHealth.com. And for all of your medical needs, these are great hospitals. They're incredible. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, BaylorHealth.com. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. Well, thank you, fine sir, and I will tell you that eGardens goes out this week, so you need to get signed up for it at neilsperry.com. We go to Gladys in Blum. Gladys, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Yes, I have the old on bushes.
Uh-huh.
That the freeze had it almost killed them.
It sure did.
As a matter of fact, I'm not in Blum. I'm in Garland.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I don't know where we got that. Sorry about that.
They only got a few green leaves on them. Will they come back, or are they dead or what?
They will come back. They will definitely come back from their roots, Gladys. You may have to cut them down almost to the ground. Almost all of the oleanders that I have seen in North Texas in the last month look that way. Even clear south of here to Austin and San Antonio, oleanders were hurt very badly. And so in our area in North Texas, we need to cut them. If they're completely browned, you need to cut them back to about 4 or 5 inches from the ground and let them come back. They'll come back, and they'll come back really nicely. You'll have beautiful plants. They probably won't bloom for a year or two, but they'll be beautiful shrubs.
Okay.
As simple as that.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Joyce in Bonham. Joyce, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, thank you, Neil, for taking my call. I have several Schumard red oaks. One of them, which is probably about 10 years old, the leaves, it's lost nearly all its leaves, and all of the leaves are being right at the leaf, not the stem, but right at the leaf, like something's biting them off. And it's just about stripped that tree. And all of those leaves also have little white spots on the backs of them. And they're hard, though. They're not soft that you can get off. Like, I thought they were probably eggs. But it's stripped that tree just about it. And I have another tree right next to it that's older, a bigger tree, a nice tree. And it looks like those leaves are also beginning to fall off.
All right, probably what you have is... The canker worm, C-A-N-C-K-E-R, canker worm, and that is a tiny worm, a caterpillar, that will often hang by a single thread, just hang down, kind of wave in the breeze. And in this time of year, in the eastern half of Texas. That spring cankerworm will go through forests and will strip half a tree, all a tree, all of those trees, and then a quarter mile away, everything looks fabulous. Or 30 feet away, everything looks fabulous. And that's the way they operate. If the activity is still going on, and if you have equipment that would reach up into the tree to spray an insecticide up there, I think you would get good results with 7 or BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, would kill these. I think that might be better than 7, in fact.
Well, they're big trees.
Well, they're not going to die from this. If that's the only thing that's happening to the trees, they're going to survive it quite well. We had just a terrible cankerworm outbreak in East Texas, including parts of the Metroplex, including Bonham. It's been 8 or 10 years ago. Every other call that I got for about 2 weeks was that. And then we've gone for all these years, and I don't hear about them very much. You're the first call I've had this year.
Well, a systemic, some kind of a systemic that I can put around the tree?
Well,
now?
Yeah, but the problem with systemics is they have to go in through the roots, be taken up to the top. It takes 4 to 6 weeks for them to be effective. These things are long gone. They're going to be gone in a week or two. These will not kill your trees.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because they're big, nice trees.
Nobody would want to have them. But you don't have to worry about the possibility that they'd kill the trees. They won't kill the trees.
Do you think those are eggs? It's on the back of those
leaves? I don't
know.
Without seeing them, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know. It could be insect galls. There are so many galls that get on oak leaves that my tendency would be to think that they're probably galls of some sort, which is yet another insect, but they don't do any harm. I wouldn't worry about them.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
All right. Well, have a good day. Thanks for that call. All righty. And another call. And by the way, let me give you, if you don't mind, my phone number, because this is the last call that I have screened already. By the way, credit where it's due. My goodness, I'm an hour and 45 minutes into my program, and Lee Riza is running the boards for me, and he is answering the phones for me. And a hat off to Lee Riza for a job well done so far. Try not to stub your toe in the last 15 minutes, Lee. So we need another call or two or three, and that would be at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Martha in Haltom City, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I have a very, very large crepe myrtle tree that I transplanted from a location and dug a really big hole, did that in the fall, cut back about half of the crepe myrtle. And this is a very old established one from a house that I moved into.
Mm-hmm.
That was just in the wrong place. So all the other things that I transplanted came back just fine. This one has one tiny little leaflet at the very base of it and nothing else.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, if you added the trunks together and gave me the inches of trunk diameter, what would that number be?
Diameter meaning circumference or straight across each one?
Straight across diameter.
Straight across. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's probably 7 of them that I would say an inch and a half at least, yeah.
Each?
Each.
So 7.5 times inch and a half is 10.5 inches cumulative trunk diameter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, and so for a 10-inch trunk diameter, I would be digging a soil ball 4 feet across. Was this that large?
It was about 3 feet.
All right. You had to have a tractor to hoist it?
No. It was quite a sight.
like the way you described it, and more than what you said, how you said it. Did the soil ball hold together when you lifted it and moved it?
Not as well as I would have liked.
Yeah, you may have lost it, or you may have lost it down to the ground. I moved a 20-foot tall Catawba crepe myrtle a year ago, about 14 months ago, and I had to thin it out a lot and do some selective pruning and other things, and it came out all right. But boy, it took about 4 hours to move that thing, and I had help. I don't take much credit for it because I can't lift like I used to. But it's alive and doing well, and it bloomed last summer a bit, and it'll bloom a lot more this year. But, you know, there is a mortality rate when you move a thing that large, especially if the, especially if it ends up being partially or completely bare rooted. In other words, the soil ball doesn't hold together.
No, it didn't.
I think what you do is you trim off all the dead wood that fails to green back out.
Well, it's actually, you know, as of now, it's not dead. All those stems, because
hear me. What I'm saying is, you cut off all the dead wood that does not leaf out and does not grow. I guess little girls do this, but when little boys run out and play in the yard in the spring, they come in with green knees. Well, that doesn't mean that their knees are suddenly living plants. It means there's a stain there. That stain is in the tissues of the wood. It's chlorophyll and moisture is your determinant. If they begin to dry and crack, then you know that trunk is not going to make it. Just wait another couple weeks. It'll become evident what you need to do. Odds are good that you'll have strong regrowth from down at the root system, and you can cut it off at that point, let it regrow.
Okay. What should I do? I did a very light fertilizer, not much.
I would use a root stimulator. I'd get a gallon of liquid root stimulator and use it according to label directions one time, and then just sit tight and see what happens. You may have to cut it clear to the ground and let it regrow. Let me speak over your shoulder and you listen to what I'm saying, because it may apply to yours. Folks, I put a post on my Facebook page yesterday, and it's had 25,000 page views so far. It is my opinion that this is a different story, Martha, than what you're facing, but the results may be the same. Folks, I am finding in looking at Tuscarora, Natchez, and Muskogee, crepe myrtles especially, those may have frozen to the ground this winter. It happened 7 or 8 years ago in an early December freeze. We had to cut them to the ground and let them come back. They will be just as big as they were before within a couple of years, and that is probably a cost of having those varieties this far north. I'll know more in a couple weeks, but I'm just observing that a lot of crepe myrtles are not leafing out up in their canopies, or they're leafing out lethargically, and those are the candidates to be pruned back. So just to be forewarned, don't do any cutting yet, but you may have to. Now, Martha, that's what I'm saying to you. Don't cut the tree back yet, but you may have to.
Okay.
That's best I got. I really appreciate your call. Have a good day.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Happy Easter.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Easter. Thank you. It is. All right, we're going to take our last break. We have Colt in Coolidge, Don in Waco, Wes in Cedar Hill. We'll get to you. All right, let me tell you right now, our office will be open one more hour today until we begin Easter celebrations, and we're going to church and everything just like everybody else. I'm getting back into church now. I have my 11 o'clock hour available to me now, and I'm loving that. Well, my book is finished. Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening is now available for mailing. And if you will call my office between now and 11, or if you will order online, it will be shipped no later than this Wednesday. And all of the pre-orders were either shipped on Friday from the Fulfillment Center in San Antonio, or they will be shipped tomorrow. Half went out Friday, half go tomorrow. There are many, many, many thousands involved, and so it took them a little while to get them all boxed and shipped. But the Fulfillment Center told me yesterday morning, half went out Friday, half go out Monday. So the books are just about to be out there in public display, and I'm anxious for you to see it. I think you'll like it. It combines everything I have ever written. This is not a revised version of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening that I wrote 23 years ago. This is a totally different format. It does cover the basics of Texas gardening, a 48-page section that I call the calendar, month-by-month information of what to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. Then it also includes chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Detailed information, lots of comprehensive charts to help you get right to the plant that you need for your landscape purposes or your garden. It's 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. There are two things you need to remember, because I have self-published this book. It is not going to be in stores. If you see my name on a book in a store, that's the old book. If you want to get this one, you have to order it directly from my magazine office or come to one of my store appearances that I'm doing or call my office right now or website. That's the other. So it's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or you can call my office. I'll give you that number in just a moment. This coming Saturday, I'll be at Hooton's Hardware in Emory at 3:30, and next Sunday, I'll be at Shades of Green in Frisco at 2. And I'll be selling and signing the book at each of those locations. And I'll have a lot of other store appearances during the month of May. The book is $28.95, normal $32.95. You can get the book and A Year to My Magazine, a $56.90 value for $42.95 if you call before 11 today or if you order online at neilsperry.com. Here's the phone number, 1-800-752-GROW. You'll get one of our family members since it's Easter. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Does your swimming pool need a spring cleaning? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for a great deal on a new pool sweep to do the job for you. Did your pool equipment suffer winter freeze damage? Does your pool motor sound funny? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 to schedule a licensed technician to fix everything for you. Does your pond water look murky and brown? Well, come to Dixon Brothers for spring cleaning supplies and beneficial pond maintenance products to make your pond sparkling clean and your fish healthy and happy. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. For 41 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water wheel pumps and supplies. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the mature manure, black cow composted cow manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens. Or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
I'm looking ahead at the North Haven Gardens ad copy, which I normally do the night before, and I was going to do this morning, but I overslept, and I'm seeing names I may stumble on. I'll warn you ahead of time, it's the nature of doing ads for North Haven Gardens. They have everything. They have a lot of things I've never grown. It's the fun of shopping at North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway in Northeast Dallas. That's where you'll find beautiful tropicals in stock now, such as Thai Red Roselle Hibiscus. Beautiful hibiscus plants produce striking red stems and leaf veins. They're beautiful. North Haven Gardens has Asian okra, Jing orange, bright orange fruiting version of the southern staple that'll bloom hibiscus-like yellow flowers. And that's because it's related to hibiscus. Hey, another unusual plant is the Boot Jolokia pepper, also known as ghost pepper, one of the hottest of hot peppers. I know it by that name. Succulents and other durable plants are at North Haven Gardens, and from 11 until 11:30 today, there'll be a pop-up demonstration on container design with succulents. You'll learn to combine sculptural succulents like aloe and echeveria with grasses and color for striking container designs. At 1 p.m. today, they'll conduct a tour of spring color. Tour their bright spring offerings, learn how to create a stunning display, and at 2, take a tour of their Texas native shrubs and perennials that are standouts in the nursery. In addition to classic seed favorites, they have interesting and unusual seed varieties. Go to nhg.com, click on their blog for more information. 7700 North Haven Road, one block west of Central. They're between Forest and Royal Lane on the southbound access road. 314-363-5316, North Haven Gardens. Okay, to the three of you waiting, please help me. I'm short on time. Let's go to Colt in Coolidge. How can I help?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sperry. I was just curious if there was any advantages of using pecan shell as the mulch versus shredded hardwood bark, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay,
thank you.
That's fine, Colt. Thank you. I am not a big fan of hardwood. I like pine bark mulch very well. I would compare the two. Shredded pine bark mulch I like to use as a mulch, as a pathway surface, and as a soil amendment. If I had pecan hulls, I would use them as a mulch. I might use them as a pathway. I would not use them in the soil because they'll tie up nitrogen. They decay fairly rapidly. But I'm a big fan of pecan hulls as a mulch, totally on top of the ground. They're lovely. It's a very pretty mulch. I would say those two are equal in that respect, and they're my two favorites. Let's go to Don in Waco. Don, this is Neil. How can I help you?
I have a Yopon holly hedge next to a brick fence. I'd like to cut it back a foot on the top and 10 inches on the side. What's going to happen to it?
Well, if you do it now, it's going to set it back a lot because it's already invested in brand new growth. The ideal time to do that would be in February. If there's any way of waiting till next February, it would have a lot less impact on the plants. They'd come out beautifully. When you trim a plant back like that, you need to overshoot where you want to be. You need to go a few inches below so you don't, so it's not instantly too tall again. But if you can wait till winter, it'd be a whole lot better.
Right. It's got a lot of new growth. I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you, Don, for calling. Wes in Cedar Hill, I'm not going to get you on the air, but I'll tell you, the bunch of bumps the size of golf balls on your oak tree are a gall, G-A-L-L. They're harmless, and there's nothing you can do to stop them anyway, so they are just something you look at and marvel at. There are several hundred types of galls on oaks, and there's not a one of them does any harm at all. Woody oak, woolly oak galls, those big tennis ball-sized things on red oaks, not a problem. Lee Rice has run the boards and answered the phones for me today. I thank you, Lee, for that. My magazine office will be open one more hour at 800-752-GROW if you're trying to order my book. 800-752-GROW 4769 or neilsperry.com. I'll see you at Hooten's Hardware 3:30 next Saturday in Emory. Until next week, happy gardening.